What can you tell us about the Big Beautiful Bill and the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act?
Sure. Well, Steve, we got it over the finish line. Our goal was to get the Big Beautiful Bill, this reconciliation package, over the finish line out of the House by Memorial Day. We did that. I was up 36 hours. I debated it on the House floor. We got it passed at about 6:42 on Thursday morning. And now it's over in the Senate. So the Senate is doing its job, and we'll see what they come up with. We came up with about $1.6 trillion worth of cuts, some of that out of the Medicaid program. Basically, if you're an illegal alien, you're not going to get Medicaid. If you're an able-bodied adult with no dependents, you should at least be looking for a job, doing job training or volunteering out in the community. Otherwise, you don't get Medicaid. I think it's very simple. Some of these programs are going broke. We've got to make sure that we have these programs in place for the people that truly need them. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is basically a permanent extension of what happened in 2017 under President Trump's administration then, and Congress put this into place, and basically it's going to keep small businesses alive. About 50% of our district, the small businesses in our district, take advantage of what's called the 199A qualified business deduction. It allows mom-and-pop businesses, not the millionaires and billionaires the left would try to tell you and gaslight and lie to the American people. This isn't about tax breaks for the rich. This is about small business owners being able to compete at a much lower tax rate, about 21%, rather than 43%, the tax rate they would be taxed at if we don't renew this. That's primarily what the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, it would also keep a higher limit threshold for the death tax. So it wouldn't put a lot of farmers out of business when they pass that on to their loved ones after they die. And it would keep the alternative minimum tax from coming back. Everyone hates that. So this is a great thing for America. We've got to find a way to pay for it. We're going to do that by finding the waste, abuse, and fraud in a lot of these government programs.
We're speaking with the Missouri 4th District Congressman Mark Alford. Mark, the budget bill that you sent over to the Senate, what would you like to see the Senate change, and what do you hope that they do not touch?
Well, I think they've got to keep in mind what we have done, and that is, you've heard a lot about the SALT. What is SALT? It is the state and local taxes, the amount that you can deduct. We have income tax here in Missouri, right? About 6%. We have other taxes that can be deducted off your federal taxes. In New York, California, and Illinois, it's much higher than that. They, in turn, pay a lot more into the federal coffers through their taxes in general. And so what they're asking for is, under the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, the unlimited deduction was brought down to $10,000. Under our agreement in the House, it went up to $40,000 that you could deduct from your federal taxes. Okay? If we didn't redo this, it would go back to unlimited. So in order to keep our majority in the House, our members of Congress from New York and California and Illinois, and granted, a lot of these states are poorly run by Democrat governors and progressive governments, and they have bad tax policy. I know we're trying to get rid of our income tax here in Missouri, but we've got to make sure that these representatives get back to Congress. We need to keep our majority. We need to keep our gavels on these committees, and we need to keep the gavel in the hand of Mike Johnson, our speaker. Otherwise, the Democrats, when it comes to 2020-17, if they were to gain power and Hakeem Jeffries were speaker, it would all be about impeaching the president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, once again. We got to make sure that doesn't happen. And so in order to do that, we got to get people back to Congress. We got to expand our majority. That's why I think that the Senate should leave the SALT tax alone. There's some other things they're going to make, I think, more conservative, maybe some even deeper cuts to some of the federal spending programs and so-called mandatory spending. And I also hear they might increase our defense spending in this as well, which we need. We spend more, Steve, on our national debt, the interest on our national debt, than we do on our military.
We're talking with Missouri 4th District Congressman Mark Alford on FM 102.9, 105.9, AM 1310, and on your smart speaker, News Talk KZRG. Now, Mark, you said on the Military Construction Subcommittee, there's a lot of talk about a $175 billion Golden Dome being built by the time that Trump leaves office. First off, do you think that this is necessary and worth the cost of construction? and the cost of upkeep.
Well, Steve, I certainly do. I think it's it should have been done before now. We have some very bad actors out there, Russia and North Korea, who have developed missile systems, and on those missile systems, not so good things. And not only can they reach the coastlines of America now, they can reach our listening area here. And so we have to make sure that we're protected, much like the system that Israel has right now. They actually have three levels. You've heard about David Sling is one of them, the Iron Dome. There's another system that's even higher up in the atmosphere that protects incoming missiles. They've been fairly successful from the missile fire from the Houthis, which have developed out of the money and the development from Iran. Of course, it's freed up money for the Joe Biden did, the sanctioned money, $16.5 billion, that's helped build some of these systems for the Houthis. Long story short, though, this program is needed. I want to get on this program as soon as possible. We're going to work with this administration to make sure this gets built. It's going to be built by a manufacturer's U.S.-made Golden Dome.
We're speaking with Missouri 4th District Congressman Mark Alford on News Talk KZRG. One other question I'd like to ask you now. What are your thoughts on the answers that Secretary of State Marco Rubio gave you at your hearings recently in the subcommittee?
Yes, Steve, this was very interesting. Marco Rubio, former U.S. Senator from Florida, is now the Secretary of State. I'm on the Appropriations Subcommittee that has to do with state and foreign operations. It's now called the National Security and State Department and related programs. Basically, we oversee the State Department and funding. We oversee all the embassies. We also oversee the USAID program, which you've heard so much about, and PEPFAR, which is an AIDS program in Africa. It was an emergency AIDS program. They've saved more than 25 million lives since its inception in 1984. And we also see a lot of the humanitarian food aid programs around the world. You know, our farmers right here with the soybean and corn, we don't just feed Missouri, the United States, we feed the world. And so one of the things we wanted to get some information from the secretary was, how did they make the decision to cut these programs in the USAID program? We have about 800, almost 900 programs remaining after the cuts. They've cut about almost 6,000 of these programs. So it's quite a bit cut. And so what was the impetus for these particular cuts? And it was much aligned with my thinking, and that these have to be national security projects. In fact, I suggested to the secretary that we call them that. Change the branding of USAID. It's now been folded under the Secretary of State's office, and call them national security investment projects. If they don't have to do with national security, we shouldn't be spending taxpayer dollars on it. I was very pleased with the secretary's answer on that. We are going to protect our food programs. We aren't using some of these programs, though, through the United Nations that we'd be funding, particularly UNRWA. You've heard of UNRWA. It's corrupt. They've been over in Gaza educating young people to consider Jewish people their enemies. And it's a lot of indoctrination and hate in these programs. And they've also been complicit in some degree with Hamas stealing about 90% of the aid in Gaza. And so we have to make sure that the aid that we're sending to Gaza, the aid that we're sending to Africa, gets to the people who need it. And so I'm pleased with the secretary. I look forward to working with them. This is a kind of a jarring process that we've been through, the DOGE cuts and a realignment of our spending in America. But if we don't do this, Steve, we are going to hit a reef of despair. $36.5 trillion worth of debt that we now have. And if we don't do something to change our course of direction, we won't have a country to protect.
Congressman Mark Alford, thank you very much for stopping by. We appreciate your time. We look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you, Steve, and God bless.